Back in his own end zone, he throws down the middle. Gordon caught it! 25, 30, he's out to the 40, he's to the 50, he's to the 40, he's to the 30, he is gone! 10-5, touchdown!
95 yards! Wow!
Tell you this, the thing that fascinates me probably as much as anything on this whole list is the story that we've talked about all year long, your favorite story on this football team, Josh Gordon, and the fact that this guy played a grand total of 14 games, didn't play the full season, misses those first two, and finds himself a first-team All-Pro selection with Calvin Johnson.
And finds himself a first-team All-Pro selection on a team with the well-documented quarterback turmoil, on a team that offered no one else really in the passing game at wide receiver to complement him or ease the burden on him. What Josh Gordon did this season, absolutely sensational, phenomenal. He was better, and I was as optimistic and positive as anybody about Josh Gordon. He was better than even my lofty expectations. We did it a tip of the cap, I think, again, to Norv Turner for finding ways to continue to get him open. Josh Gordon turned in a season for the ages, and he's only 22. It's not like this is a guy who is, he's only getting better. He's only going to become more of a professional. He is only going to become more of a guy that can be dominant and refine and hone his skills. The key, as we know, the elephant in the room, all he's got to do is stay on the field.